everybody, and good evening. Today is Monday, July 7th, 2014, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. Tonight we have a very wonderful guest, Camille Leon. She is the founder and director of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and we have a wonderful show planned for you this evening, and she's going to talk about everything holistic. So welcome to the show, Camille.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. So you are the founder and director of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. It is something that is talked about a lot, but what exactly is the Holistic Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we are a hybrid organization with kind of two visions that dovetail really nicely. One is to give mainstream consumers easier access to holistic, natural, and sustainable options. And the other is to support holistic and natural practitioners and professionals in building better businesses. So we kind of operate online in terms of helping people find our professional members. And then we also have live local chapters that support our members, you know, more locally.
Now, how did this get started?
It got started by all of the puzzle pieces started falling together at the same time. One is that my grandmother had a stroke, my mother had a double mastectomy, and I was still working in a high-stress job in downtown L.A. And the other thing that happened shortly after that was a local medical intuitive asked me for support starting a West L.A. Holistic Chamber of Commerce that was designed to be just about the local community. And after about a year of working with that local chapter and considering what was going on with my family's health issues, I just said, this needs to be a national organization that's providing more support coast to coast. It has since become an international organization. We now have chapters in Canada and one new chapter getting started in London as well.
That's amazing. and the fact that it grew so big, that is really amazing.
And it keeps getting bigger and better, which is so fun.
How do I want to put this? obviously, this was a calling to you.
And it's funny that you use that term because I didn't really realize it was a calling until this weekend. And just something happened this weekend, and I went, wow. So I've really taken this on in a way that there's no real going back. It's just how do we keep moving forward? Because really, there are a lot of people out there who just don't know how to find holistic and natural solutions. And then once they start being open to it, again, how do you find the quality in a world that is crowded with so many choices and no way to tell the difference between them all? So actually, one thing that we have started doing from the very beginning is we check references on all of our members so that when we are making referrals to them, we know that they are professional and offer quality and integrity in their products and services.
That's a very good idea because most databases or holistic databases out there, you know, you can just add yourself for free or you can just pay to be on the database, but most people don't look into the background of that business or referral-wise in that business. So that's really a good thing for you guys to offer and a quality for you guys to offer because, if I want to use a holistic service, I want to use, you know, the best holistic service that has great reviews and great recommendations.
Right, and imagine for those people who are trying something for the first time, somebody who's going to an acupuncturist or a hypnotherapist or a homeopath for the first time, like, they have questions and concerns that nobody's going to be able to answer for them until they take the step of checking it out, which means that the first person they go to see, we really want them to be quality in terms of representing our industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Now, what define holistic? You know, there's a lot of different terms for holistic. A lot of people, and I know our listeners out there, maybe don't quite understand what it is to be holistic or to work in the holistic community or with them.
Well, you know, a lot of people think of holistic as mind, body, spirit, right? Which is, I think, on some level, the beginning and the core, but we actually have expanded the definition. So it's mind, body, spirit, business, budget, planet. We think that there aren't just holistic and natural ways of staying healthy. There are holistic ways of doing business. So, you know, it goes beyond organic and natural, green and sustainable. It includes things like, do you value relationships as well as you value money? Do you take a balanced approach to making decisions so that you're considering both long-term consequences and short-term results? So it's, because it's not just how are we staying healthy, but how are we impacting the world around us as well? And that's, you know, some people, we look at Main Street and go, oh, yeah, Main Street needs some more help. But, you know, I look at Wall Street and I go, you know what, I think they could use some healing too.
That's different. That's definitely different because, you know, most common people do look at holistic as body, mind, spirit, and the fact that you guys are taking it and evolving it into the next level, I think that's very interesting for our listeners, and that's very interesting for the businesses that are getting involved. You know, to promote a business fully, you really have to encompass a lot of different things, you know, management and money and advertising and so many things. So it almost sounds to me like you guys are supporting the common people, but you guys are trying to support these businesses as well, just as much.
It takes both sides of the coin. I want to make sure that, just as an example, I have an aunt and her family in Maryland. I want to make sure that they have easy access to chiropractors and hypnotherapists and Reiki masters as possible. At the same time, when that acupuncturist is looking for a webmaster, I want to make sure that they're getting a webmaster who operates from a sense of integrity and really delivers on what they say they're going to deliver on. It doesn't matter who you're hiring if they don't give you what you thought they were going to give you for the price they said they were going to give it for, that doesn't work. So holistic really does apply to so many elements in our lives and so many aspects of how we operate personally and professionally.
Do you find a lot of people talk to you about, you know, helping small business? I mean, the fact that, you know, if, say, you know, a business that is in a member of the commerce is looking for a good webmaster or looking for somebody who can, you know, design a logo, it kind of feels like to me that you guys are really supporting small business as much as you can and trying to support the growth of that holistically too.
And right now, that is so true. The majority of our members are solopreneurs, or they're small businesses, maybe a chiropractor with one or two offices, an acupuncturist or a naturopath with one or two offices, and then we are connecting them to the business support professionals, graphic designers who have that holistic sensibility, webmasters, marketing consultants who prefer to work with heart-centered or soul-centered professionals and practitioners. Like, when I'm spending my business dollars to build this business, whatever business it is, I want to be hiring somebody who is like-minded and has similar values. And, you know, there are a variety of ways still to interpret holistic. It's not like we say you must be this or you must be that. We recognize that there's a spectrum, right? There are some people who have never been to a chiropractor, that's where they are. And then there are others who think an acupuncturist is mainstream, and they're all the way at the end of checking out more esoteric techniques that are really still just being unveiled to the rest of the world. So we want to make sure that there's room for anybody wherever they are on the spectrum to get started and get involved.
Well, I know this question is definitely going to come up, so I'm going to ask for the listeners, because I'm sure they're curious. Does this include intuitives?
It does include intuitives. It includes metaphysical. It includes energy healing, which I sometimes also refer to as emotional healing, just because so often that is what is impacting our personal energy, is the emotional scars, if you will, from the past.
Talk about your members a little bit now that I kind of got you on a roll with that. You talked about chiropractors and acupuncturists and, you know, those that are intuitive. You know, what are some of your other members, you know, maybe counseling or a hypnotherapist, or what are some of the other members that are included in the Chamber of Holistic Chamber of Commerce?
Well, counseling and hypnotherapists is good. We do have Reiki masters. We also have fitness trainers, right, and yoga instructors. So, I mean, in reality, we all have different bodies. Even when we're closely related to somebody, my mother and I, right, we respond differently to different techniques. So we represent really the variety of techniques that are out there. We have some Pilates instructors right alongside the yoga instructors. We have the fitness trainers right alongside the chiropractors and the acupuncturists. Oh, and not to forget one of my favorites, massage therapy. But we also have bookkeepers. I mean, who do I want handling my money and helping me keep my financial records in line? You know, I want a bookkeeper who operates from that same sense of integrity and that same sense of placing value around my relationships as well as my money. So I think we even, you're going to be surprised at this one, we have a couple of attorneys who really like to focus on supporting small business people and also have a focus on some of the healthcare issues that come up in the legislative arena.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is
it's
a little
people
surprising.
Are like, what? There are holistic attorneys? So, yeah.
I'll have to look up that one. You never know when you need a good attorney.
Well, keep your fingers crossed that your only use of attorneys is for the good stuff, like they're helping you prepare a contract for a bigger business relationship. You know,
yeah, that is amazing.
So many people, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like a holistic Angie's List.
And that's I think that's a really good way to look at it, is similar to an Angie's List, but really focused on holistic and green, sustainable, and natural sorts of products, services, and solutions. I sometimes call us the good housekeeping seal of holistic approval.
I think that's a good analogy for it. Yeah. How do people find holistic, you know, nature, natural, and green products, services, and solutions through you guys?
So it's www.holisticchamberofcommerce.com. I have to say, by the way, I think it's the longest domain name in the world. But when somebody gets to holisticchamberofcommerce.com, right on the home page, there's a big blank for free search of our member directory. And then anybody who looks at the left side menu will also see a search members by location, because there are certain things, like if you're getting a massage, right, it's got to be close to you wherever you are. So we want people to be able to search by location if they're looking for something or someone that's going to be close to them, as well as recognize that some people provide their services online or over the phone, in which case location is not as important.
Now, how big is the Holistic Chamber of Commerce? I know you talked about you guys have extended to, you know, Canada, and you may have a location in London, but how big is it? And I guess my question would be is, how far do you guys want to take this? It sounds like you guys are starting to work your way overseas, so would you like this to be global?
Don't tell my team I said this, but yes, I would love it to be global. I am surprised at the communities that reach out to us and say, we really need this. Like, in a lot of ways, you would assume that a place like London is already holistically minded. And they reached out to us and said, nope, our practitioners, our holistic types could use the business building support. There are still a lot of people in this city who just don't get it. Likewise, the same thing is going on in Canada. So right now we have about 60 chapters in the U.S. and Canada, and they are stretched from coast to coast, but we have some states that are bigger than others. For example, in Southern California, we have about 11 chapters. So that's a big spot with a lot of members. And then we have, this is funny, so Texas and Michigan are neck and neck. We have 6 chapters in Texas and 6 chapters in Michigan. So again, wherever we have chapters, that's where we have our largest numbers of members. Florida is also a strong state for us. But at the same time, because we operate so much online, we have members in Indianapolis and other members in the Salt Lake City area. I think eventually we'll have members all over coast to coast, and also chapters in, especially in the larger, more urban areas that can support the live local meetings.
Well, for everybody out there who hasn't listened to our shows before, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Radio is based here in Michigan. So we're going to have to open up another Chamber of Commerce here. If we're neck and neck with Texas.
Oh, yeah. And that's, well, you know, so I'll just have to say, since today probably a lot of us are in Michigan, like we have Oakland County, Macomb County, Ann Arbor, those are all already open. And then we have Lansing and Kalamazoo and Brighton that are all kind of getting started. So that means, you know, we have room for a chapter in Grand Rapids And then Michigan, of course, would be, yeah, but don't tell Texas because they really like to be the biggest and best at everything.
So anybody interested in opening up a Chamber of Commerce here in Michigan, definitely go to the holisticchamberofcommerce.com and contact Camille.
There you go. And I will be there in September of this year visiting the chapters that we do have. Because I have not been out there yet, and it's just fun to watch all of this activity happening across Michigan. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Now, are you here just to visit the locations, or are you going to be holding some seminars or anything along those lines?
At this point, the plan is for me to visit the chapters that are there. So I'll be in Kalamazoo, Ann Arbor, Lansing, and then I'll be in Oakland County, and the Macomb County people will be able to come to that meeting. And each one of them will be similar but different because I really like to tailor my material as much as possible to whoever's in the audience that day. And so we'll really be able to focus and create stronger relationships that way.
Now, we're definitely going to be glad to have you here in Michigan. You said September, so we should be having some fall leaves on the trees by then. So it'll definitely be a wonderful time of year to visit here. But how does one become a member?
So if somebody goes to our website, again, the longest domain name is holisticchamberofcommerce.com. In the top left corner, there's a Join Now button, and it takes people to our application. One thing I like to mention is, again, we represent reference-checked professionals and practitioners, which means that when somebody's completing the application, they give us name, email address, and phone number for three people who can speak to the quality of their work. We will check with those references to see if, you know, Jack Smack is really as good as he says he is. But it's usually a short, quick process, and then the membership is activated and people are represented through our website, and, of course, I do a lot of radio interviews. Talking to people like you, Courtney, is one of my favorite things to do because it lets more people out there know about holistic and natural possibilities for them, for their health, or for, you know, improving their lives.
Now, is there a member's fee?
There is a member's fee. It is $120 a year, and there is a $35 one-time-only processing fee when people sign up for their membership. Periodically, we do run specials, so people can always send an email to us, hq@holisticchamberofcommerce.com, and see if there is a special going on.
Okay. And if talk a little bit about the membership, what the perks are. You know, I did see that you have obviously an online directory for all of the members, but talk a little bit about what comes with the membership and how the membership can do a great deal of good for your business.
So the membership, it kind of operates in two ways. Because we have the online presence and also the live local chapters, in terms of the online benefits, there's the hot link, which, A, means that people can find you through our website, but also by having your website hot link to our website, it adds to your search engine optimization, which means sometimes you just start showing up higher in the search engine results for yourself. And another benefit is we have an online event listing, and a lot of our members really like to make sure that their events are posted through our online event listing so that, again, when people come to our website, not only can they find all of this stuff, but our member directory listings and our event listings all have share buttons on them. So it's easy to share with somebody, you know, oh my gosh, my aunt in Maryland really needs a chiropractor. So let me just go find one in Maryland and make that referral to her. Or, you know, my cousin in Michigan has some kind of bug, and maybe there's an essential oils expert or aromatherapist who would make a difference for my cousin. Let me go find them and share it quickly and easily. So that's kind of the online benefits for members. And then most of our chapters do charge to attend their meetings, and members get to attend for lower prices, and they usually get extra benefits, extra attention, kind of the perks of membership show up when you are networking.
I think that's wonderful. There's obviously a lot of perks to become a member, and I'm sure some of our listeners out there do have small businesses or do have metaphysical services. So I would definitely recommend everybody go to the website and check it out, holisticchamberofcommerce.com, and look into joining and becoming a member. I definitely feel like, like I said earlier in the show, it's kind of like a holistic Angie's List. It's definitely a way to reach a lot of new clientele and help people and build your business and grow.
Yeah, I think one of the perks is, you know, when you say Chamber of Commerce, people have an automatic recognition of that name. And then when you add the term holistic to it, they're curious, but they also have a sense of what it's all about. And they feel a little more comfortable going to try something that they maybe haven't tried before that's a little outside of their comfort zone.
That's true. Now, with members, you talked a little bit about the events. Can they post their classes as well?
Yeah, classes, workshops. We've also had people post telecalls and webinars. So it's not just big events. It's also, you know, I'm having a class on essential oils in your home, right? Or toxin-free green household cleaners. So
Well, I think that we lost Camille as she got out.
Oh, wait. No,
yep,
I'm here.
There you are,
sorry.
Again.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, but I think I think the common term for what happened was brain fart, which just goes to show it doesn't matter how holistically healthy you are. Sometimes you still interrupt yourself in the middle of a sentence.
Well, we were talking about classes and events offered on the website, and you were explaining a little bit about it, but before you caught off, it sounds like that anybody here in Michigan or anybody out of state can actually look up their local chamber and look through the events listed in the area. Is that right?
That is right. If somebody comes to our website, there's a horizontal menu, and on it there are two choices. One is for local chapters, so it's really easy to find your local chapter and get that information. And then there's also another tab for events, because you might have a local acupuncturist or Reiki master or intuitive counselor who's doing something. And so you can just scroll through the events listing and see if there's something. We've had some raw food cooking classes and some nutritional, you know, workshops, all sorts of things, just because, you know, some of us need that healing in terms of mind and spirit, but some of us need something that's more about physical fitness. And at the same time, every so often when I'm looking through our events listing, I see that one of our social media experts is doing a special workshop on social media or website and that kind of expertise.
I think that's really amazing because a lot of people in the local communities are always looking for events to go to or classes. And the fact that they're all right there in the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and these people have high referrals or high recommendations, and they're known for what they do and they're good at what they do, you know that by attending one of these events or seminars or classes that you're going to get a quality education. You're going to learn something very proficiently, and it's definitely going to help you.
Yeah, definitely. And you're going to make connections with people who are in the same place where you are, so can start networking either on a personal or a professional level with people who are headed in the same direction and can support you and encourage you as you keep moving forward in that direction.
Now, we talked a little bit about members and the perks to being a member. Let's talk a little bit about the advantages of somebody like me who's looking for a really good chiropractor. I noticed that on the website, when I looked at it earlier, it had a tab for discounts and deals. Now, is that for those of us that are searching for services?
Yes, it is. So, which means that any of our members, the member benefit is that you can list any special offers that you have under discounts and deals. And the benefit for everybody else is that if you come to our website and look on the left side menu, you'll see discounts and deals, and you can just scroll through that and see if there are any offers that, you know, you're interested in. There are some that are more locally based, massage in San Antonio, which wouldn't necessarily do you any good in Michigan, unless, of course, you were going on vacation to visit family in San Antonio. But then we have another offer for award-winning, mind-bending horoscopes. And if you're interested in, you know, a good quality discounted horoscope service, this might be the one for you.
Well, that's definitely well-rounded between the members, perks, and those that are looking for services, you know, to get those deals and so forth. It kind of has an edge all the way around. Now, the other thing that I noticed on the website for our listeners is that you had articles on there. It looked kind of, the way it looked to me, it almost kind of reminded me of a reference. Would you like to explain that a little bit more?
Well, you know, part of the initial vision was around access, right? How do we create better access? But at the same time, access is only half the story. People also need education about what are their options, what's out there and available, and how do they get started? Is it affordable? And kind of what's it like the first time? So we have three article sections. One is a glossary. So this is kind of the short, sweet, and to-the-point definition of just some of the key items in holistic and natural health and wellness choices. And then we have a section that is all about health and wellness, just because people who do come to our website, they have that on their minds. And then we have another section called Camille's Corner, which is really some business building input, you know, kind of the tools and techniques to use for building your business from a holistic perspective. And I will add, because this is fairly new and it's kind of cool, we are now an approved publisher on LinkedIn. So we started adding articles to LinkedIn so that we can reach more mainstream consumers that way as well with some of the concepts that kind of support our overall vision and create that bridge from mainstream to holistic and back again.
Now, you're the one who writes Camille's Corner?
I am. Yeah,
what's
it's
your
my
goal
lessons
with...
learned.
Yeah, I took a look at that. What is your direction with that? What is your goal?
My goal with that is really to make it easier for holistic professionals and practitioners to get the word out about who they are and what they do. In some ways, we need permission to sell our products and services. Have you ever met the wonderful healer, the wonderful intuitive counselor who is so good at what they do, but still seems to always have to have a day job to pay the bills? And so the idea behind Camille's Corner is, how do we take the risks involved in building our businesses so that we are choosing, do I still want a day job? Do I still like my old career? Or is my new holistically oriented business strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet? And my goal with Camille's Corner is to just create that bridge so that people are becoming more financially sustainable. And it doesn't matter how good you are as a healer, if nobody knows about you, then it's limiting how much healing you're doing. So part of it is, how do we get a little better with marketing who we are and what we do? At the same time, I want my healer to be a good healer, and if they have to become an expert marketing consultant, then they might end up losing their healing touch. So it's creating that kind of balance with the Camille's Corner business building articles.
I think that's a really wonderful idea, especially for those out there who are listening that do work in the holistic community or are struggling to finally get that yoga business up on its feet or start, their own personal massage therapy business.
Right.
And, the fact that it is one of the things that is hard nowadays is to take that leap between leaving, that career that you get the paycheck every single week to taking that leap of, I hope that I have enough clients that are coming into the door to not only allow me to do my dream, but to pay my bills and my overhead.
and that's where the balance of short-term results, we all have bills to pay. And by the way, if you're starting a business, right, that brings its own set of bills. But the long term is, we also want to bring our vision so that it's bigger and better and more people can come along, because that makes our world a better place overall. If we all have to check our values at the door in order to make a buck, then there's a disconnect between, our values and how we support ourselves. Well, wouldn't it be great if we can make money and also do good at the same time? Wow.
Now, have you had anyone recently maybe tell you a story of their success by working with the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, or that, by listening to some of the tools or techniques or reading or joining that, their business has grown and that they are doing well?
Thank you, by the way. I love this question. One of my favorite things about my job, actually, I love my job, so I have a lot of favorite things about my job. But one is checking references on our members, and we actually have somebody who does that now, right? So but I used to do the reference checking. And every time I was talking to somebody new, I got the most amazing stories about, it changed my life when I saw her for our hypnotherapy session, or it changed my life when I, you know, had this conversation with that Reiki master about this particular aspect of my life. So that was wonderful. And now, in the position I'm in now, I get renewals, and very often they come with a note that says, I got my first out-of-state client because of your website, or I've not gotten around to any of our local meetings, but I have gotten two new clients who found me through your website. And then I have another great testimonial that came through just this weekend we posted it. And so we do have the testimonials, by the way, are listed on our website. Somebody goes to our bottom left side column, they'll see a member testimonial section. But this one that came through, we have experienced each other's services and products, referred clients to each other, and collaborated on multiple projects. It is such a blessing for me to be involved. It is a natural and necessary part of me and my business. It adds another layer of joy and optimism to my business and my life. Like, you know, for a lot of holistic types who have been working out of home offices somewhat in isolation, we're bringing them into a collaborative community that really makes it easier for them to expand in many ways, personally and professionally.
Well, I find it very wonderful, you know, that you guys have started this, and you know, you've been able to make it grow and flourish, and the fact that you guys are supporting so many different holistic businesses, and maybe those that are more holistic minded rather than, you know, doing a holistic practice, you know, and just the perks on both ends are very, very wonderful. I definitely feel like you guys will grow, and, you know, the holistic Chamber of Commerce will more than likely be a worldwide thing. I don't see how it can't grow that big. I really don't.
Well, as long as we keep doing what, you know, one step at a time, right? Put one foot in front of the other. As long as we keep headed in that direction, I think that growth and expansion is just coming. And I'm happy to report it's coming more and more easily at the same time, because the bigger we get, the more little elements and aspects there are that we need to keep fine-tuning. And it's working, keeps working bigger and better all the time.
Now, obviously, you know, we talked a little bit about growth, and that is what you guys do want. Well, I know you do. I don't know about your staff. but what are some of the other goals of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce? What can we expect from you guys in the future, or what do you have in the works?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I talk about growth the way I do is I think that our bigger vision is about visibility and positive publicity, right? Wouldn't it be cool to see the Holistic Chamber of Commerce featured on a major television interview show or featured in a national magazine, right? That kind of exposure would really reflect nicely on all of our members wherever they are. And the other thing is, while we are a business organization, there are legislative concerns and policy concerns that impact many of our businesses. The bigger we get as an organization, the more we can have a voice in the conversations that impact us in those places of power. And so I think that's the big vision. It's certainly one of the reasons behind why we want to keep growing is the more members we have and the more professional members we have, the more we can have an impact in bigger and bigger circles.
I definitely find that wonderful because I know that a lot of people are concerned about the Health Care Act that is currently established and what that means for health insurance companies and, you know, what that means for the individual person. It's for those of you who live in Michigan, I know that you more than likely can relate to me because, health care here in Michigan is not exactly the best, and it is very, very expensive. And maybe that is occurring in many other places. I'm sure it is. But it is a real big concern because, now with the price of medications and even the prices of vitamins and trying to go to a holistic practitioner, a lot of people can't necessarily afford it.
Well, and it's true. And the good news is we're finding that the more people can start making the switch from conventional healthcare to more preventative, holistic healthcare, the more they can start shifting their budget so that really we become the more affordable choice. I also do want to take this opportunity to say we actually have a Michigan-based member, and they are called Integrity, the Holistic Community Health Plan. They are actually pulling together a wellness plan that is getting started in Michigan. You can find them on our website, or you can go to their website, myholisticapproach.com, and get involved with what they're doing. And they really are local to Michigan and focused on how do we help shift gears with the healthcare system as it is and insurance programs in specific.
I'm really glad that you brought that up because I actually had the opportunity to interview Integrity a few months ago, and their program is actually really wonderful for those of you guys out there that are looking for alternative health care. One of the perks of their website, I believe, just as well is that they have a database for, local practitioners and so forth that are willing to offer discounts. To go in and see a chiropractor or to go and see this person or so forth and so on. So I'm glad that you brought that up because Integrity is here in Michigan and they are, striving forward to really expand the holistic health care and show people that there is an alternative to health care as opposed to just, paying for, insurance, which a lot of us we are doing nowadays.
Well, and it's funny, and I don't talk about this very much, but, I'm not insured. I just, A, not currently in the budget, and, B, when it is in the budget, I much prefer to spend my money seeing an acupuncturist, seeing a chiropractor, buying better, healthier food, getting a massage, getting essential oils. So for me, it's really a choice. That being said, I think that our bigger picture is how do we create the insurance plan / wellness program that allows more people to really step into what is possible and just recognize that for most people, at least in the U.S., but I think in other countries as well, insurance does play a role in how they make their health decisions, and we want to be a part of that.
I think you worded that very perfectly, to be honest with you. I think that you worded it just right.
Have to get it in writing then.
Yeah, I'll have to go back through and listen to this show and write it down. But I think you worded that very, very well. And I think what you're doing is utterly amazing, because there is a lot of businesses out there that are, you know, starting up that want to work in the holistic community. There's a lot of people out there that do want to work in the holistic community. So you're definitely covering both those bases, and you're definitely allowing people to find, solutions and products and things that they need if they do want to take a natural route. And that's amazing too. And then on top of it, you know, the other aspects of the services, you know, like you said, you guys have attorneys. I think that's great. I think that that is wonderful that somebody out there who is practicing law is taking the holistic community into consideration and wants to be a part of it. So I think what you guys are doing is amazing, and I look forward to seeing where this goes and how well this grows. And I'm sure our listeners are definitely going to want to contact you. I know you've talked about the website, but how can they contact you personally if they would like to speak with you?
Oh, they can email me, Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, at holisticchamberofcommerce.com. I actually do still check my email. And they can also call the office at 310-490-6862, and I'll get the message and actually still have currently a pretty good response rate. So I do get back to everybody who calls, because most people go to our website to look for what they're looking for, but always very happy to answer questions when I can.
Well, I see that we're getting a little low on time, so I definitely want to thank you for being here today and joining us for this interview. It was wonderful to be able to speak with you and learn more about the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and more about the website and the services that you guys have to offer. Is there something that you would like to leave our listeners with, or is there anything that maybe you wanted to share before we run out of time?
I would just like to say I encourage you, wherever you are, to consider that there are options that you may not be thinking of, and that's part of what the Holistic Chamber of Commerce is about, is to help you find those options, whether they're about your health or relationships or your budget, and help us all improve ourselves, because that has a ripple effect into our communities and into the rest of the world. So thank you, Courtney, so much for this opportunity.
Well, definitely thank you for joining us. And when you're in Michigan in September, if you have the opportunity to come and visit Body Mind Spirit Guide and Body Mind Spirit Radio, we would love to have you.
Well, I will do my best. Because I want to meet you in person, too, and I love what Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Radio are doing.
Well, thank you, and we definitely want to support you. I do believe we are a member, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, yes. Penny,
I don't control
Golden
our membership.
Guys.
That would be Penny.
Penny Golden signed you guys up so quickly once we came to town. It was great. I was like, oh, yay, it's working already.
Well, that's good to hear. Penny Golden is the owner of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, for those of you that are new listeners out there. And we have Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, and then we also have Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So I definitely recommend you pick up the guide once in a while, or you can actually view it online too. But it's nice to know that we're a member. I pretty much figured we were a member, but I just wanted to double check. Well, I want to thank you. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and now with this radio interview link, I'm going to also be spreading the news about that membership out beyond Michigan, because I want to let others know about this interview and the opportunities that are going on in Michigan.
Well, thank you so much for that. We definitely appreciate the opportunity. You know, our goal here at the magazine is just to create a holistic community where people can be part of it and, you know, they can learn and grow and support each other. And I feel like, you know, just by talking to you, you have, you know, along the same line of vision as we do here at the magazine. So I definitely feel like we will be working with you more in the future. And we hope to help you grow by doing this interview and have all of our listeners connect with you and definitely take a look at the website and what you guys have to offer.
Cool.
Well, I just want to thank you for being here today and thank you for allowing me to speak with you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Courtney, and same to you.
If you are listening live right now, you are listening live with In Touch Interviews with Camille Leon. She is the director and founder of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. You are more than welcome to check out their website. It is holisticchamberofcommerce.com, where you can become a member, get involved, check out the events, classes, the articles, and everything that they offer. I definitely recommend all of our live listeners and all of you out there that are listening to this in archive, either now or in the future, definitely go to the website and take a look, because you never know. There might be a chiropractor out there that you can work with, or an intuitive counselor, or an attorney, somebody who builds websites, anything along those lines. And if you are a business owner out there, or an author, or somebody who is interested in being interviewed on In Touch, for In Touch Interviews and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, please contact me at 734-513-6137, or you can email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July, and we will see you next time on In Touch Interviews. Good night.